got your giant-sized appetite.
And that is my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Hopper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Sunday Night Football, the Giants are in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Here's what we have coming up for you on the show. We go behind the scenes as Coach Coughlin makes a commercial. The Giants pick out some Halloween costumes for the rookies. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds of the Giants' win against the Falcons, brought to you by Bose.
Best game in the world, the best team in the world. Can't ask for anything better than this.
Hey, let's have some fun today, baby. There's a fine difference between living and being alive. Today don't live, be alive out there today, baby. Giants on three, one, two, three.
Manning takes the snap, he's back to throw. He looks right, he throws right into the end zone. It's caught for the touchdown. Reuben Randall finally gets the touchdown.
Good work.
Hand off left for Jackson, trying to bounce it outside, and does. Jackson to the five, Jackson to the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown.
Have some fun while you're playing.
Hey, we got a better dominant energy out there, man. Come on, fellas.
Third and four for the Falcons at their own 26. Ryan out of a shotgun set. Takes the snap, blitzes on. Throws it out in the left flat. Completes it to Smith. Runs out of a tackle. Down he goes to the left sideline. And he's got speed and he will go. He's to the 20. He's to the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Falcons. 74 yards.
Bam, you go. It's one receiver.
Yeah.
You go over the top.
All right.
Go to the top. We had a guy wrapped up. He just got away.
Yeah.
Get on the man, bro. Get on him. We'll give him all that room. It's you against him.
High energy.
I've been looking at you, bro. You've been giving him a lot of room. Come on now. Get on him, bro. Let's go. Press him, baby.
Second and goal at the three. Three receivers bunched right. Manning takes the snap. Hand off Williams. He plows into the end zone. Touchdown right up the middle for Andre Williams.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
So the rookie gets his second rushing touchdown of the season. That caps off an 81-yard drive. A little light back in MetLife Stadium.
Who's up the truck in the trailer, baby? Wait,
Let's go. Go down. We got to get more.
Beckham split wide left. Manning out of the gun with Williams to his right. Falcons show blitz. They bring pressure. Manning back. He throws one left into the end zone. Jump ball. Touchdown. Giants. Odell Beckham Jr.
That's a heck of a play by Odell Beckham. Eli puts it high. He high points it and just out jumps the defender.
Hey! Hey! 13! Hey! Do what you do. What? Do what you do.
Hey, you baby.
My first one.
They can't block y'all. Make them pay. Every play. Make them pay, man.
Smith to the right of Ryan and a shotgun on a fourth and one. Ryan back. He's under pressure. Gets sacked back on the 20-yard line. And the Falcons turn it over on downs. The Giants will take over at the Atlanta 20 with 4:34 to go in the game. And the Giants up 7, 27-20.
Throughout. We're going to kick this field goal. It's a wrap.
Snap is clean. Kick on its way, and it is right down Broadway. They've won their third in a row, and the Giants beat the Atlanta Falcons 30-20.
The Giants will try to keep those sights and sounds on a happy note when they travel to Philadelphia and look for their fourth win in a row. Time for this week's edition of Gatorade Win From Within. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday night, the Giants are in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Now, the Giants always get into a lot of different things off the field, giving back to the community, and they have a little fun with it. So this year, a couple of Giants went to Party City to pick out Halloween costumes that the rookies must wear.
With it
New York Giants. We're here at Party City picking out costumes for the players, the rookies to wear at the Children's Hospital.
Are we going just from the top down?
Yeah, pretty much.
Second-year vets Justin Pugh, Ryan Nassib, and DeMontre Moore took on the mission this season to pick out the costumes for the Giants rookies to wear at the annual Rookie Halloween Party at the Hackensack University Medical Center's Children's Hospital.
We definitely am going to, too.
Yeah, bow tie.
I'm all for this one.
So we're all good.
I have a facial hair there.
And of course, they decided to get in on the fun, trying some of the costume combinations themselves.
I think I would get a little too hot in this eventually. That's good, man. That's a good look. There's no way I'd be able to fit in that. You don't think I could fit in one of those morph suits?
Growing up with Halloween, I used to never have scary costumes, scary movies and stuff. Oh, could never do it.
Look at this thing. Do you think I'm going to fit into this?
The thing, it does stretch.
Yeah, but look at that. Man, that's not going to be a pretty sight. I'm saving everybody at home.
Even now, I can't watch scary movies. That's just one thing I can't do.
I still got to find my costume.
But DeMontre took it up one more notch with a big prank up his sleeve.
So, I mean, just scariest costume.
Scariest costume?
Yeah. Hold on. We gotta go find a setup. Where can I set up it?
It's gotta blow up somewhere. Oh. You picked that out by yourself?
Don't forget to vote on the Giants Facebook page and pick out which costume our rookie should wear this season.
Should be very interesting to see what costumes you, the Giants fans, vote on at Facebook.com/New York Giants. All right, now we take you behind the scenes. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin is all about football, but he took time to film a commercial. Here's a behind-the-scenes look.
Lay it in. Roll sound, roll camera.
Here we go, and action.
Wow.
Textbook coverage.
Like a blanket.
If we had coverage like that, we'd never give up a point.
If we had coverage like that,
we'd never give up a completion.
The overall message of the commercial was that insurance is an incredibly important part of your life, protection for your family. We feel very comfortable and confident in our coverage with MetLife, and we wanted to extend those thoughts to those around us. In addition, talk about tight coverage and Snoopy and Charlie Brown.
You play football?
Well, I always wanted to be a kicker.
You hear that, Tom? A kicker.
Okay.
Great day today. Coach Coughlin, Coach Ryan did a great job. Coach Coughlin brought a lot of wit and humor to the set.
Give me a break. Nice.
Really a fun time for everybody on set, and I think they really enjoyed themselves as well.
All right, what about your acting debut? Did you enjoy it?
It was an experience that I can now check off again. I've had a few of those experiences, and these people made a lot of fun.
Okay, and cut.
Cut.
Obviously, Coach Coughlin had a little fun along the way in making that spot. Time for this week's edition of Giants Trivia.
Who holds the Giants' record for most touchdowns scored during their postseason career? The answer coming after the break. Amani Toomer holds the Giants' record for most touchdowns scored during their postseason career with 7.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday night, the Giants play in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Jameel McClain, one of the new Giants, is from Philadelphia. So he took the mic in this week's edition of Take 5.
Hey, Giants fans. This is Jameel McClain of your New York Giants. And we got another edition of Take 5. And I'm from Philly, so you're going to see what my teammates even know about Philly. They got to know their teammates. So, they know where I'm from. Let's see. True or false? The first American flag was made in Philly?
Cheese steaks.
Yeah, you got cheese on your teeth.
True or false was the question.
I'll say true.
So I got to give him an introduction. Don't look at him. All right, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Don't look at him. All right. No, no, no. Don't look at him. So what fictional boxer is most popular in Philly?
That's Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah.
What is Philadelphia known for?
Cheesesteak?
He did got that. That is cheesesteak. We do make some amazing cheesesteaks. Don't forget the cream cheese. Now, who is the most famous Philly boxer that's real?
Bernard Hopkins. Come on. Now I'm on here, baby. Let's go. I'm on there.
Bernard Hopkins, B-Hop, my dog, you my boy. That is very true. That is very true. But this answer says someone else. Muhammad Ali fought him all the time.
It's my Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier. There you go. Hey, Joe. Appreciate you for my first boxing trunks. We ride in Philly. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
It was signed in Haiti, 1804.
I don't know.
Right. When in doubt, C. Just pick C.
Look, y'all. Hey, y'all better tell him right here.
No.
It was signed in Philadelphia, by the way.
How you seeing? Come on here, man.
What rapper turned actor was raised in Philly? I ain't even gonna give you what area.
Will Smith.
What song made him popular in the beginning?
Summertime.
Summertime is one, but I'll give him that one. True or false? Did Philadelphia start the soft pretzel?
Yes.
Was that true or false, though?
Oh, true.
True. What do they call the city of Philadelphia? The city of... Oh, brother, Gia, Evan Root, Gia. No, no. Hey. Good job, Larry.
Time to shift gears now. Jason Pierre-Paul is off to a really good start this year, and we've seen him do a lot of things in his career with the Giants. Gets after the quarterback, intercepts balls for touchdowns, blocks kicks. But he recently tried something quite different, being a runway model at a New York City fashion show.
This is my very first fashion show I'm walking in, and I'm going to kill it tonight. See this line here, look. No, but then I'm gonna come back to me, and I might drop it like it's hot. I got a nice tie. It's like the tie is made of chain. This is the tie I was talking about, y'all.
Come on out, Jason Pierre-Paul. Yay, Jason.
This is my first time actually walking the runway. And I'm gonna make it a signing, and it's a great experience. See, when it comes to fashion and athletes, you know, you gotta have fashion. Let me tell you something. When it comes to D-line with the Giants, I'm probably the only D-lineman that got that fashion work down. I just want you to know that. Kiwi, best dress on the team, it is myself. So, there you go, right there. Now, if you're looking for the second best dress, I'll say myself.
I'm going to recruit Jason for my magazine.
JPP might have set a record for being one of the biggest fashion runway models that we've seen in a long time. Well, it's time to pick up the beat of the program with this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
Being on some chips. We go 0 to 100 real quick. Maybe on that rap to pay the bills. And I don't feel it, not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth. My actions being louder than my words. How you sold, I been still sold down to earth. Won't do it, we can do it on the turf. Hey, who the is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the boy. Yeah, really with the. I should probably sign a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you, then do it for myself. I go 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real. 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Real quick. 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Whole squad.
squad on a real. 0 to 100, real quick. Real quick. Real quick.
That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants making a fan's wish come true as we return with Giants Access Blue after this. This week's Sideline Jam has been presented by Verizon. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Each and every week, the New York Giants take part in the Make-A-Wish Foundation. On Fridays during home games, they have an individual come to the facility, meet the team, and also be a part of the game on Sunday. It was a very special week for Billy from Connecticut.
Come on in, guys. Billy's a Giant fan. He's a big time. He's also the captain of his team over there.
That's a lot of big guys.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kathy. It's your deal, kiddo.
Well, I thought we'd read Billy's a muscular disease, so he's not able to vocalize, so he's for it. But he can, his cognitive level's fine. So we thought we'd leave who I am to who am I. So the first and last names have a total of 15 letters. What I enjoy about fourth grade, he likes to Skype with his class. He does a lot of schools at home. This makes me laugh jokes. If I could be someone for one day, it would be Eli Manning.
There you go.
Because he's strong and fast.
You got one, right?
There you go. My favorite restaurant is Mom's Cooking. There my favorite go. Subject is reading. My favorite way to exercise is football practice. The other day what he would want to do if he didn't have his disease. The first thing he said is that he'd like to talk. And the second thing he said he'd like to do is play football. And I just want to let you know that you guys are a huge inspiration for him.
Thank you for being here, Kevin. We appreciate it. Let's get a piece of Billy. Come on in. Come on in. Let's get a piece of Billy. Come on in, guys. Come on in. Come on in.
Billy.
Let's get a team now. One, two, three.
Team!
Truly was an emotional moment and a special moment for Billy and his family. And the Giants every week participate in the Make-A-Wish Foundation when they have home games. Time to shift gears now for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So the Giants have won three in a row, and they've got two division games coming up over the next 2 weeks on the road. Sunday night in Philadelphia, the Giants will take on the Eagles. The Eagles have that fast break, high-powered offense. So what are some of the keys for the New York Giants in this football game? Obviously, they've got to control the run game. They did a great job last year in limiting LeSean McCoy, not allowing him to have breakout plays. The Giants are going to need to run the football as well because Philadelphia wants to run a lot of plays in an up-tempo type situation. What they do is they wear teams down in the second half of their football games. The way to combat that is for the Giants, when they're on offense, to run the football effectively. Use time off the clock and make their drives effective. The other thing that's very important is ball security. You don't want to give Philadelphia a short field. You don't want to give their offense more chances. So quarterback Eli Manning, the Giants runners, the Giants receivers, and more importantly, the Giants special teams players must have ball security. Do not turn the football over and allow Philadelphia to mount play after play, especially if they go on one of their drives and the Giant defense needs a break. The last thing you can do is turn the football over and put that Philadelphia offense right back on the field. Controlling the run and running the football is a staple. The Giants are doing it better and better each week. That is their recipe for success if they want to go down to Philadelphia and knock off the Eagles. That wraps it up for this week's show. You can follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants. Go to Giants.com or follow the Giants on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next Saturday night right here on My 9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines. the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.